Welcome to the Fearless Podcast. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Fearless Podcast, episode 12.
Episode number 12.
A full dozen, y'all.
Yeah.
And today, Matt and I wanted to talk about the upcoming lockdowns 2.0.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are experiencing the maskophobia already.
It's so crazy, like, seeing, like, it is definitely a thing. It's not just the news talking about it. You can go out in society and you can actually see it starting to change, and I have been seeing more and more people wearing masks, and it's really bad.
And worst scamorama ding dong, I was very obstinate about it, because you know, when this thing first rolled out, and there were still a lot of questions and a lot of people had concerns, and rightly so.
Of course.
You know, new stuff and stuff's happening, but my contention from the jump street was always like, what is the litmus for this to ever end? This is so open-ended. And there was just last week, this university in Georgia, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it's like Brown or something. It's a university in Georgia, and they literally said 14 days to slow the curve. So these are the same exact talking points, and they think they're going to trot this out again. I see this playing out differently this time.
You want to touch on that?
Yeah. So, you know, what I see, well, first off, from our perspective, now we're going to be very kind to elderly people.
Of course.
And to the those that are have been infected by CNN and different things like that. We can be kind to these people.
Yeah.
But we're Christians, and we deal in facts and truth. And I think that's one reason why we can't participate in this whole mask fiasco, because they don't work. They don't do anything. All they do is give you bacterial pneumonia.
Yeah.
And they mess up your brain function. And all this stuff has bore out, you know. And so I'm going to refuse to participate in the whole mask charade thing. And I at work, I've already told him, I said, look, Jay's up to speed. If this thing starts to get implemented again, I'm either going on an extended vacation, and I will not be going to anyone's house that's requesting that I put a face diaper on.
Good.
And if that means that I just...
You don't get the job.
Don't work that day. Whatever. Or don't get the job, that's cool. I'm cool with it, because I'm not going to keep playing this game.
No.
And but now here's where I see this being dramatically different, and I hope I'm right. I'm going to be very disappointed if I'm wrong, but I believe it's almost a political requirement that there's going to be balkanization as they attempt to roll this thing out again, where the Republitards and the red states and the conservatism is going to, they can't flip flop and fold back.
Yeah, we've been seeing that in Texas here, especially in Northeast Texas. Everybody that we have met, and a lot of these outer staters, you know, that are coming. We actually had a family stop by that's buying a pig. They're from New York, and they're
awesome,
like,
people,
amazing people. They're like, we want nothing to do with New York. We hate everything about New York, and we absolutely love the freedom that we have down here. And I think it is interesting, because if you are born down here, I don't think you realize how bad it is actually in other states, like real liberal states.
Absolutely.
So you have a better appreciation for when you do move somewhere free. You're like, oh my goodness, this is so awesome, and I want to preserve this as much as possible.
People that have freedom, that haven't experienced the technocratic constriction of the of just the totalitarian bureaucracy, they definitely do not appreciate the freedoms that they had, even though those freedoms are fleeting, apparently, is what it appears. But I do see Well, for one, I'm very positive that there's a law that goes in effect September 1st that prohibits the mandating of any type of masking here in the state.
In Texas.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So that's going to restrict this whole game that they're playing. Hmm. And that's no thanks to our governor. I have very little appreciation for him.
Sadly.
He's a huge rhino, neocon, wefer.
Yeah.
And I don't expect anything from him.
Nope.
So the remotely positive, freedom-loving things that come out of his office are just bonuses in my view, you know, and he's got to continue to feign to try to keep up, you know. Yeah. I don't think DeSantis is any better, but that being
said,
they're all the same, in order to, you know, do all this blame game and Joe Biden's economy,
it's,
and all this stuff,
all Joe Biden's fault.
You know, it's going to force these red states to not comply, which is to our advantage. And that's all part of this political jujitsu game that we play as we attempt to be as sovereign as we can be, as we attempt to take responsibility for our actions and do what we do and grow community and love our neighbor and act accordingly. I do believe that this time there will not be a consensus. Now, the other thing that that's going to do is there's going to be a lot more shenanigans because they're going
to
feel
they have
the
to
need.
Be smarter.
Yeah, there's going to be a force multiplier. So they're not going to just roll this thing out without an ace up their sleeve. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep that in account and consideration. Yeah. But I'm not participating in the mask nonsense, and we don't participate in any type of medical intervention or gene manipulation or anything like that. So
let alone and the majority of people that I've met don't either. So for them to even act like all these people are doing it, you know, at least a lot of us country folk aren't taking that crap. So
I was listening to Peter McCullough on Ricky Verandis's podcast, the Ripple Effect podcast.
Okay.
And Peter McCullough just makes some salient points about this whole medical procedure and all this nonsense. Is when somebody tries guilting you, a colleague of mine, a coworker, was at the doctor for like a rando physical thing.
Okay.
And this guy was dropping all these vax deals on him and, you know, blah, 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 and you're not vaccinated and all this stuff, you know, doing the whole manipulation thing on
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you and challenge you, the next time somebody brings up these talking points and this nonsense, say to them, hey, so did you get all 7 boosters? So you're fully boosted, right? You boosted all the way out. You went all the way through the science process, right?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Because, yeah, nobody has.
No.
That's the stark reality. And even the ones that pretended that they did,
they
didn't even pretend to go all the way through. And
yeah,
this is a very meaningful point to this whole thing when you keep considering these, you know, now they're going to dump more money, more billions into testing for vaccines for new variants and all this stuff. So it's going to be a very interesting time. Flu season.
We just got out of summer flu season and spring flu season and winter flu season. Now we are into fall flu season.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
Flu seasons.
It's a convenient time. You know, it's convenient time of year for there to be
ramping
variants
it up
and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's weird because it almost seems like this happens every year.
Huh.
But weird. Obviously, you know, the flu has been eradicated. So there's that. And so it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. And, you know, in light of all that, and we know that there's going to be social norm clashes of a type, you know, and this is going to be prior to next year, you know, and the selection process and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is going to build. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But as flu season occurs, I can almost guarantee there will be a toilet paper shortage again. And as infrastructure continues to be attacked, mm-hmm. like Yellow and like UPS and their new hyperinflated contract and different things, yeah. you know, this is going to continue to attack the on-time infrastructure. So this is why we encourage you to prepare and plan ahead and look to the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
And think about things and I think the most important thing with any type of preparedness model is to, you know, so much of it is bizarre because it's just like stockpile this crap, you know, and that is so stupid because
it's so true though.
Yeah, it because is. It's just like one, that's no way to live. Let's say, what if you're locked inside your house for 12 months? Well, just stinking, drop just, a carpet bomb on me. Like, who wants to live like that?
I don't nobody.
Know. Nobody wants to live nobody. Like that, you know. Yeah. And, you know, if you kill me, I go to heaven. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Don't threaten me with a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, for
like,
real.
I don't care. You know, and I'm not laying over and playing dead either.
Hey,
so.
No, absolutely not.
But, you know, that's part of the preservation process and the preservation of freedom. I'll give you a great example. Somebody, this was actually a comment.
Okay.
Let me see. Did I, let me look at this. Oh, I'm sorry. I screenshotted it so that way I could have access.
Oh, sweet.
I wasn't thinking about addressing this in the podcast, but I think this speaks volume and it speaks to the point.
Okay.
So this is a comment in the raid video that we did on Fisher's Farm. Mm-hmm. So U.S. government raids another Amish farmer.
And if you haven't already, go check out that video.
Yeah, check out that video.
Yeah.
But Clarence Clark says, that's great what you're doing, but you know they're going to eventually stop you too so they can control when the beast system is totally operating. They will control what you can buy and what you can't buy, etc.
So we should just all stop breathing air and
oxygen. So we should roll over on our bellies and urinate on ourselves.
Yeah, literally.
It's just bizarre that even to take the time to make some felonious comment that has no bearing and helps no one, accomplishes nothing except being like a Debbie Downer or a Johnny Raincloud or who was the guy on Peanuts that always had the rain cloud over his. Yeah, you're like that guy. And look, y'all, this
the
speaks,
Eeyore.
Yeah, the Eeyore. Mm-hmm. We know so many. Oh, we it's know so many people funny. Like this, y'all. It's so not funny.
It's not.
And
even funny.
These poor people will never fit into any type of community because it's always poor me and
you
pray for me. My knee hurts and pray for me. My back hurts. And oh, what did you do? Oh, did I tell you that I'm not feeling good and like, this is wrong and that's wrong and everything's wrong.
TMI,
and me,
TMI.
Me. It's like, wow, who are these people, man? They're so self-absorbed and they're takers. And, you know, that's another thing we talk about a lot is about not just being a giver, but adding value.
Absolutely.
Bringing value to your family.
And the community.
Bringing value to your community. Being an asset, having a skill, having a trade, having ability. Hey, the least you can do is have a good attitude.
Yeah.
That's free.
Coming into a stressful situation with a good attitude, hey, that helps.
Yeah, it's
better than nothing.
It's almost miraculous. And in today's day and age, it definitely is miraculous, which is all part of the other annoying part of social media prepper world is it's always like, this is the part of the sky that's falling today. And then tonight, this other part of the sky is falling.
Yeah.
And then this evening while you're sleeping, this part of the sky is falling. And it's just like, y'all, you know, it's about solutions. It's about what you can do. It's about what you can affect.
Yeah. And that's why we try in every video that we do put out on the YouTube channel. And mainly it's just been about farmers and different things like that, because we can relate to all that stuff and we have personal experience with that type of stuff. But we always try to have some type of solution in the video. So it's not like the sky's falling, there you go, end of the video type stuff. We try to always give a, you know,
well, and it clearly
what you can do.
Yeah. And it clearly indicates why we have been attempting to do this for 10 years.
Why we are doing what we are doing.
Yeah, these are the reasons.
Because this is the product if you, you know, don't resist government.
These are the results.
You know.
And, it, you know, it's just like, oh, well, why did you move out of a neighborhood? You know, we weren't well, originally, when we first got married, we were in a very small neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we were very much in suburbia. We moved out to a little bit of land after that. That was our second move. But we were still not anywhere where I felt comfortable, where you could pee off your front doorstep and all that.
Yeah, and not worry about somebody seeing you.
You know? And, you know, that's why we encourage people, hey, get away from the flashpoints in the densely populated areas. You know why?
Your HOA.
That's why we did it 10 years ago.
Because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And it was cheap back then.
We saw the need for it. We saw what was coming. They've been telegraphing all this stuff since the 1900s and the Club of Rome in 70 when they established the WEF, and they've been telling you how and why they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And really, other than the grace of God and the hand of God, the only thing that has slowed it down and delayed it are people that are paying attention, and they will shine a light on it, and they will bring it to others' people's attention and share it.
Farmer protests
and
everything.
And talk about it and discuss it. Because if you just keep your head in the sand and you keep saying there are no weeds, or if the sky, the other thing is if the sky is always falling, nobody's going to listen to you.
No.
You know, and whether or not this lockdown, you know, Alex Jones is predicting this, saying that TSA agents, insider information, and it's possible that if the information goes out enough mainstream, there'll be a mainstream pushback against it. I don't think that that's going to happen because of the blue agenda.
Yeah.
And they have to maintain their agenda, and they have to maintain their totalitarianism and their fascism.
It's hard for me to wrap my mind around it happening again. It really is.
It's hard for me to imagine.
I know. It is hard for me to imagine it. Because
we're
already
pumping gas.
I know.
In the van today, and this dude, it's 113 degrees outside.
Or 105 or whatever.
And homeboy is standing there by himself.
All by himself,
pumping gas in his car with a mask on in 113 degrees by himself, all by himself, nobody around him. The gas pump next to his gas pump is well in excess of 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And he is willfully standing there outside in the fresh air in 113 degrees
breathing
with a mask on.
His own oxygen.
And yes, and so this carbon dioxide circulation, it continues. See, this is a diminishing returns process, you know.
Yeah.
You put the muzzle, the diaper on your face, and then it restricts your oxygen uptake, and you become more dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. You know, this is literally the textbook definition of retarding yourself.
If you think about it, you know, the whole left propaganda and everything, it is an Ouroboros and it eats itself.
Mm-hmm.
So they get these shots, you know, and then they die, and then they wear this mask, and then they get very sickly, you know, and you run out of a lot of dumb people quick.
It is a self-filtering process,
and then you're left with only smart people.
Yeah. Well, they're playing, that's part of their metric.
So
that they're,
it's
that's
it's
why
really
they have to do the rest of this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why they need lots of guns and all that.
That's why, well, that's the other thing. They're going to have to take the guns away from the smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah.
So. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how
it's
it plays
gonna
out.
It's going to be very interesting. Yeah.
And it will create.
But do you think there's going to be more pushback on the state level, though? For like more southern states,
I do,
red states or whatever,
because it's politically expedient.
Correct.
We have a selection coming next year, so they want to keep that dynamic, and they want to boil that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they want to, you know, they really want to create that fervor. So this will help exacerbate that, and then you know all this emotionalism with but my grandma and all that stuff. You know,
Trump better not get elected and lock this whole thing down again. Wouldn't that be a quinky dink?
I would, dude. I would almost expect that. I'm just saying, you know. I know he's the Messiah.
And then he comes out with like a vaccine too.
Warp speed. Yeah, it'd be like
2.0. Warp speed 2.0.
Hey, I found this new Goomba in our military, and I'm gonna select him to roll out Warp Speed Mega Jabs 2.0.
Oh man.
And it's gonna be tremendous.
Yeah, they get like Dr. Fauci's cousin out and puts him up there.
Be Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil now will be Scamdemic 2.0 rolling out the and now you know. So now you know how it's all gonna play out, y'all. But so I do see it being very different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as sad as it is, I think those people that are in freer states will be rewarded. And then the other thing, the other dynamic that that's going to create again is a mass migration. You know, we're going to see more mass migration and a continued balkanization of the country. And it's very interesting. You know, we saw with the last scam-a-ram-a-ding-dong thing, mm-hmm. we saw this country migration. We have personally already seen people move out into the country, build and sell and move back right in a 3-year time frame.
Nuts.
It's all back to normal now. It's so we'll normal just again. Yeah, that was a great idea, but
it's normal again.
I don't like living out in the sticks. I need to be near the target.
It's a little too free out
here. I need to be where the action is. You know? So they move back right into the like wow. And you know what?
You deserve something.
We need to put trick me once, shame on you. Trick me twice, won't be fooled again.
That'd be awesome.
That's going on the soundboard.
We
y'all.
Need that on here.
Y'all. Trick me once, trick me twice, won't be fooled again. So, but they're going to be fooled again, y'all.
They are.
And unfortunately, I mean, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. And these people are going to do it to themselves. But we're going to see this migration again. We're going to see a state migration, and then we're going to see this knee-jerk people moving back out.
The craziest thing that...
Swip, swap.
Yeah, the craziest thing that I noticed during the whole Rona deal is when you're out in the country, like where we are, and, you know, we can't see our neighbors at all, which is awesome, and it's good and bad. Like, we love our neighbors, but we just don't want to see you. But
I don't want to see them.
They don't want to see us, you know, so it's like, great. But
if
we
I
still
see you, we'll stop by in the buggy.
But, you know, you can drive by my house, stop whenever you want, you know. But anyway, the best thing about living out in the country is once you got back to the farm from town, it was normal.
Yeah.
You would have never guessed. If we would have never had any internet connection or anything, we would have never known anything was going on, except for when we would go to town, we would be like, what the heck's up with everybody wearing the stupid mask?
Yeah, it would be kind of surreal.
It'd be surreal. It'd be like, I guess you would have to go around and ask people, like, what's up? Like, why are these people doing this?
Which is why the Black Mirror plays such an important role. And maybe...
And I guess, if you are in a suburban, more densely populated area, and then you see everybody instantly wearing these masks and everything and going berserk, you know, but if you're out in the country, you don't even know that it's even going on. So
unless you're watching CNN, I think we should make a t-shirt. Maybe we could preemptively make a t-shirt
CNN on like an IV drip into your body,
or it could be like symptoms of CNN and you got a mask on there or something.
There you go.
Seeing mainstream media symptoms or something like that, the need to wear a mask.
It's nuts. These CNN, MSNBC.
MSLSD.
they literally don't turn off the television. Like, they keep it blasting.
Very strange.
Full blast.
The same people that wear their mask at the gas pump.
Man, and all it is Trump. Trump bad. Trump's bad. Yeah. It's all Trump's fault. Trump. Trump's bad. Biden's great. Trump's bad. I'm like,
Whoa, it's crazy.
This is nuts. This is like
24/7.
How can you even listen to this junk? I'm like,
I don't know how you can listen to any of it. And that goes for all the sports ball and all that stuff. It's just like blah, 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 blah. Like, do come something constructive, you know.
Yeah.
Invest your time wisely.
Yeah.
You know, so much more as we see the day approaching, like redeeming the time days are evil. Wow. Are the days evil or what? I mean, let's redeem the time. Let's not be distracted and discouraged and downtrodden. You know, we have already won, but that's no reason to quit. It's no reason to check out.
No. Yeah, absolutely, that's not
why we do all this stuff, because it is about faith over fear.
Yeah. You know, you can still move. Get out of the densely populated areas while you still can. You know,
people keep waiting for some magical thing to happen, and it's not going to happen. No. It's called cut and run.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Cut your losses.
Yeah, cut your losses and go.
Get out.
I mean, we moved just 10 years ago, and it was like, it wasn't ideal. It wasn't opportune. It wasn't a good time.
And guess what? We wish, now looking back, that we would have left sooner, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And everything happens for a reason God's time.
Of course.
I mean, if we were, we would be that many more years
sooner
down
the better
road and ahead of the game.
Get somewhere, move somewhere, so that when you come home, you feel like you're at home, and say, like, you know, we're to the point, like, if they were like, you cannot leave the state of Texas, I'd be like, good, awesome. That sounds amazing, you know, because that's how much I love where I live, you know, so find the place wherever it is in the world.
Definitely don't hate where you live.
No, that's the worst.
It's bizarre. Why would you hate where you live?
I never like meeting people that they're like, I really don't like living here. I'm going to be moving as soon as I turn 18. I'm like, what in the world? Like, dude, why did your parents move here? Like, if you hate it, they hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, just move. You can move. You know that, right?
You can move. Take it easy, man.
It's nuts. Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. It'll be very I'm kind of like a social scientist. I love observing people,
because now people have already experienced the whole entire thing,
right?
And now it's
not going to be anything new. It's going to be, they always repackage everything. It's going to be like Back to the Future 8, you know what I mean? It's like nobody has come up with a decent idea.
Yep.
You know, so all
it's
these
like
Hollywood
what Hollywood does with movies with white actors, they just do them with black actors.
Yeah, it'll be like Wag the Dog 2 or something like that. And it's just like, and all is have more diversity.
Mm,
you know, you just replace all the white people with trannies.
Exactly.
And then it's brilliant.
Oh, it's so awesome.
But anyway. So that, you know, this is probably going to be a quick podcast.
Yeah, it's just a bonus episode.
Just talk about this and hey, check us out on the Fountain app. We can communicate back and forth. Let's talk about these things.
Yeah.
We love the interaction. We love the questions, because I always enjoy engaging. We want to have like a section of the podcast where we answer questions every week if we can, but we need y'all's help with that. Mm-hmm. We need the interaction. Like, share, subscribe. Hey, leave us whatever podcatcher you're watching on. Leave us a
leave a review
so it'll help maybe
push
the algo,
the podcast,
pick it up on whatever you're listening on. I love the Fountain app. And that being said, this is a value for value proposition. So if you enjoy our content and you enjoy the community that we are trying to create, or, you know, if you're looking for meat locally in the Northeast Texas area, you know, check out thetexasboys.com. Man, the orders just keep coming in. It's been a great experiment rolling out and my wife has prepared a steak for me, y'all, live on the podcast. You can see the carnivore lifestyle. So it is super scrumptious. And this is why we have to end the podcast, because I need to eat this freshly minted steak with that juicy goodness fat on the edges there.
That looks really good.
But one thing, y'all, remember, stay fearless, my friends.